that we're doing this. And I love that it's risky. All anyone ever does in this business is follow the pack.
With David Lawrence.
And now, from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll-free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you a special live episode of Online Tonight from the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the Smart sitting in for David Lawrence as we take over the Online Tonight network. I am Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we are still taking your calls while we're live here at the Consumer Electronics Show at that standard number, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And if you're going to send us an email, do the right thing and send it to the right place. Where's that?
Radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Don't send it to david@onlinetonight.com because that does not get to us.
No, it does not. And we are also very instant message friendly. We love your instant messages. We love to hear from you. You know that. That's what Online Tonight's all about.
You can send those to Smart Vic Radio and Smart Max Radio, and that works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google iTalk, and MSN Messenger.
Now, we have talked about this several times over the last day or two. If you come to the Consumer Electronics Show, you usually have something in mind that you want to see when you get here, whether it be an MP3 toothbrush or your car audio buyer or something. But there's always one booth that you know that you're going to at least make a lunch break for, or I got to go get coffee, but you really are going over to the Panasonic booth to see their crazy big TVs. Or displays. I don't even know that you can call them TVs anymore because these things are as big as a room. And today joining us this hour we have Matt from Panasonic. Now initially, when you hear Panasonic, you may not even think of big, huge TVs. You may not think about digital cameras. I know Panasonic from days when they had microphones and when they had their own branded batteries, and they also had camcorders. So we're going to talk on all of that today with Mr. Matt. But, of course, we have to start with what's new in the TV group. The thing is so huge, can you even measure it?
Well, it is measurable, actually. It runs about 150 inches diagonal, to be exact.
Now, this is the 16x9, like, cinema kind of look diagonal, so that's how you're measuring it.
Absolutely, it is 16x9.
Now, how big a wall would I really need to get that on there?
It's a slim 11.5 feet wide, if you count the bezel.
11.5 feet wide. That's bigger than LeBron James, who you interviewed the other day.
That's true.
You could turn that TV on its side, and you could have LeBron James there and still have room below him and above him. For stuff.
He wouldn't even be able to dunk on that if there were a rim on the top.
Holy
it's so tall.
Holy cow, that thing is huge. Now, I have some confusion because I'm not always that great on TVs. I know that there's like LCD and then there's plasma and there's different kind of technologies that go into these kind of panels. What technology would be used to make something 150 inches?
Well, the only technology that can actually do that is plasma technology at this time.
It's the only one that will scale that well.
Yeah, plasma is the only technology right now that can scale to that size.
So for lame people like me, what would be the difference that you might see, or what would the main reason for other than size that you just mentioned? I mean, if you're going to go that big, plasma is the only choice. But if you're in something a little bit smaller, because you have a range from 12-inch screens all the way up to 150, what would I be looking for? What makes an LCD different than a plasma?
Well, plasma television sets, one of the primary advantages of plasma TV is that they have really wide viewing angles, both horizontally and vertically. So a lot of people want to put their plasma TVs over their fireplace, and then when you sit down, you end up with a picture that looks kind of washed out. LCD TV, then you have to kind of tilt them forward in order to be able to see it, and you don't get the Jetsons look that everybody's kind of looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So the plasma TV, you can leave flat against the wall, and it's going to have a really nice wide viewing angle. You're not going to get any of the washout on the screen.
Viewing angle is very important, as we learned at the Hannah Montana concert, because if you're like in this one side, you can't see
anything.
You can't
even see the screen where you see the close-up fervor.
So that's important. I have a laptop screen that if I'm 4 inches to the side, I can't see a single thing on my screen. I'm like, is it on? Is it on? But plasma, you don't have that problem at all?
No, it's just like your old tube television sets with their viewing angles. It mirrors their viewing angles almost identically.
Okay, see, I'm looking at the wrong kind of TV.
You know, that's what I noticed about the TV that we now have at home, the 37-inch LCD TV. I can't. We have a long family room attached to a kitchen, and I can't see the TV from the kitchen from that angle.
And your old television, you probably could.
And with the old tube, we had an RCA tube TV, 36-inch or something, and you could easily see it from, I mean, we would angle it when we knew we were sitting, you know, in the kitchen and wanted to see the TV, but I could still look, you know, way across the room and see the images, whereas with the LCD TV, it's like, is the TV on? You know, it looks dark, and I
mean, what are they looking
at?
Yeah. But sometimes it's, with the light differences and stuff like that. What about glare on plasma versus LCD? Because we do have a challenge on our LCD now where glare is just the problem.
Well, with plasma television sets, you have a glass plane that's on the front of it. So you have glare, which oftentimes is with LCD panels where the picture begins to wash out because you have a backlight and the lighting just gets washed out by the light that's coming into the room. Whereas on a plasma TV, you have more of a reflection that will come off from other areas.
Okay.
But we have a brand new anti-reflective coating in all of our plasma TVs that does a very good job. It actually reduces glare about 30% over what we were doing last year. So we've really got a good handle on that. In addition, we've increased our brightness 1.3 times in our TVs this year, so we have enough light output to help to battle through a lot of those reflective challenges that people have in their rooms.
I even noticed that. I didn't have to shoot the TV from an angle with my camera because I wasn't getting that weird white dot from my, from the
light. From the video
light. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm thinking, this TV is so awesome. Now, 150-inch, what is the application for that, honestly, other than like Larry Ellison's house or Steve Jobs' house or something like that?
My bedroom.
Your bedroom? Well, come watch the football game at your house then. What? Is that like an industrial application, or do people really buy that for their house?
Well, I mean, clearly, when we decide to mass-produce the product, you'll see certain individuals who have homes and pocketbooks big enough to be able to accommodate something like this. But clearly, industrial applications work out really well. Our 103-inch plasma TV that we've been producing for the past year and a half, we see those in hotels and casinos and restaurants. And, if you want to do a sports bar, 103-inch TV gets people in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
So, naturally, with 150-inch, you'll get even more people in.
Could you imagine watching the LSU finals on that? That seemed to be like the game of the week.
Everybody was
just, people were coming by the bus going, are you going to watch the LSU game? No.
Now,
but if I was, I'd watch it on a Panasonic, that's for sure.
And I imagine the 150-inch could replace, in a lot of places you've seen multi-screens where they're trying to get a big image and they end up putting four screens together and that kind of thing. So that could replace those in, as you mentioned, hotels. And
without all the breaks in the middle
of it.
Or you could put multiple 150 together.
Oh, my gosh.
Just go ahead and build
it. On the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
I know all those nice big jumbotrons.
I have an idea, though. I think if we put a TV out by the pool, that would be huge. Because we at the Nickelodeon Family Suites Hotel in Florida, you get to watch the movies by the pool. But they project that. That's not that fun.
Yeah.
One of the questions on TVs that we get quite a lot is, 150-inch, even 103, may not be reasonable for the average family.
Yeah,
What does Panasonic offer for the average family? And what size would you? I mean, every room is different, but what size do you see is fitting that main? If you're replacing something at home, what are you going to replace it with?
Well, Panasonic's really the only television company that offers television sets from 26 inches all the way up to 150 inches. So whether if you want to put it in the living room, traditionally the 42 and 50-inch screen sizes have been very popular, but more and more people want a bigger screen, so 58-inch is becoming very popular in the living room and family room as well.
All right, more with Matt on Online Tonight.
YouSend It allows you to send, receive, and track important or large digital files of any kind right over the web. With free plugins for applications like Microsoft Outlook and Adobe Photoshop, you can YouSend It right from within your work environment. YouSend It Express, also available free at YouSendIt.com, allows you to send files or folders in unlimited batches right from your desktop. You don't even have to open a browser. For more information and to start your free trial, visit YouSendIt.com. That's YouSendIt.com.
This is Artie, a financial planner who paid no attention when the industry rules for archiving his client correspondence were mandated. Now he's facing an audit. Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contract, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's S-M-A-R-S-H.com.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
I've been slamming, but it's not my thing. Slamming means sticking leeches at myself.
Leeches?
During lunch, you stick it here and there, and they leave their marks and do their things or whatever.
Hey, dude, go ahead and get that one. He looks hungry.
It kind of feels like half your blood has been drained out.
Yeah, because it has.
My friend said that he had some pretty good leeches. It wasn't as fun as people said it was, you know?
What could you be convinced to do? AboveTheInfluence.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Home Again Emergency Care. Dr. Peter speaking.
I took my dog Rex on his late night walk, and I thought he was drinking from a puddle, but then I realized it was antifreeze. Please, you have to help. Is he going to be okay?
I'm glad you called. This is a common but very serious situation, and you need to get Rex to an emergency clinic. I'll help you find the nearest clinic your vet recommends. That way we can get Rex some immediate help.
Only Home Again provides emergency medical help for your pet 24/7.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. Maybe a salad, maybe a... Is it just me, or is there a huge meteor heading towards our table?
What?
Not many things knock you out like a migraine.
Susan, get up. I don't have all day.
But you can knock out a migraine with Ralpax. Ralpax Alitriptan Hydrobromide relieves migraine pain and symptoms such as nausea and sensitivity to light and sound. For some people, it starts to work in 30 minutes. Ask your doctor. Call 1-866-3-RALPAX or go to RELPAX.com. Ralpax. Don't let a migraine keep you down. Only your doctor can decide if Ralpax is right for you. If you have certain types of heart disease, a history of stroke, TIA, or uncontrolled blood pressure, you should not take Ralpax. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. Talk to your doctor if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you are pregnant or nursing. Certain medicines that are potent CYP3A4 inhibitors should not be taken with Ralpax, so talk to your doctor if you're taking other medicines. See our ad in Fitness Magazine.
No, I should probably have Matt do this hour's Geek Speak, but Max is going to do it, and then Matt can correct me. Plasma. I just learned that plasma is an ionized gas, and Matt was saying it's the fourth state of matter, apart from regular gases, and it is free of electric charge, which makes plasma electrically conductive, so that it responds strongly to magnetic fields, and that's why they have got some incredible picture technology. And I'm not sure how somebody figured out how to take this crazy gas and then stick it inside of a TV. But that's what the geniuses over at Panasonic and places like that are for. But we just get to enjoy it. So this hour's Geek Speak is plasma, which hopefully powers your TV. All right, more with Mr. Matt.
Yes, and I had a question. We were talking about large TVs, like 150 inches is what they're showing now. But there's some sort of a formula to help you determine what size TV is going to fit in your room.
Uh-huh.
How does that work exactly?
Well, I mean, there is a slew of mathematic formulas that are out there. I like to give people a real easy way to kind of figure out the best size screen for their application.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the width of a TV, because most TVs are the rectangle 16 by 9 today, mm-hmm. if you measure the width of that television set mm-hmm. and you double it, that is the optimum viewing distance. So
that 11 feet thing that we were talking about before?
About 22 feet then, yeah, that would be the optimum viewing distance.
Oh, for that display
for that size.
Yeah, that's if it has and the math would be if you have a 1080p television set
sure.
or a 720p television set, you could sit double that width and you would get the optimum viewing distance.
That's an easy way to remember it. But what if you have a TV that has like 4-inch side panels where they might have some speakers?
It's just the width of the actual screen.
Oh, the screen part itself.
Yeah,
so not including the framing.
Yeah, don't include the framing.
Oh, okay,
just the actual glass or the plastic.
All right, I'm going to write that down because I know how to double 11.
Yeah.
11 feet wide. Not the diagonal dimension.
We would
150 inch doesn't matter. Just take the 11 feet.
And carry the 1.
Divide it by 9. Add 2. And you get 22, I think.
We would need a much bigger family room for that.
Yeah.
Well, that I know. You know, that's what's wrong with some of the way these houses are made now. We live in a house. We don't live in a townhouse, which we might move to if we move closer to Hollywood or some other state. They're like making them hallways now. Well, your family room is a hallway. It's not a box. My family room was a huge square.
When you were growing up.
Yeah.
At your booth, I saw some TVs that had pictures on it. How do you do that?
Oh, you mean like little still photos?
Yeah.
Well, at Panasonic, we've been incorporating for a number of years an SD card slot, a memory card slot in the front of the television set. And the idea is that people were oftentimes taking their friends into the home office to show them on their 15, 16-inch computer monitor, their friends or their family. Worse yet, they're flipping around the camera and trying to get everybody to see a 3.5-inch or 2-inch screen to show the pictures. So we said, well, why wouldn't we just put an SD card slot in the front of the television set, let people go ahead and slap that card right in there and show their pictures on their big 42, 58-inch television set? Well, we've taken it a step further this year. We've actually begun to add the ability to play back your videos from your high-definition camcorder right from the front of the television set. So no more having to hook your camcorder up. You don't even have to own a DVD player to play back your videos anymore. Just take the card right in, stick it in the front of the television set, and you're ready to play it. And just about anybody can figure out how to use that feature.
So what camcorders are using SD memory?
Well, currently we're offering SD memory in a whole line of camcorders. We actually have an entry-level product that's super sleek, incredibly small because the form factor is very small, mm-hmm. has a 10x zoom lens. We have cameras that use SD cards that you can take up to 5 feet underwater if you wanted to, into salt or fresh water, and you could go ahead and swim around with them. But the flagship of the line is our high-definition camcorders. There's a lot of vernacular we throw around in our industry. Our latest high-definition camcorders are what are called full HD, so they can capture 1080 progressive pictures, and they capture them at 24 frames per second. So they are really ultra-high-end camcorders that are at very affordable price points.
And 24 frames per second is what typically movies are made out of, right? TV is 29.9.
Correct.
Cinema, like if you go to a Disney movie or you go to a DreamWorks movie like Shrek or something and you're watching that, that's at 24 frames.
Absolutely.
And then some of these new portable media players will downgrade things to 15 frames per second. Well, what that really has to do with is how smooth and how fluid the motion is, or at least how your brain interprets that motion, because each of those little pictures as they're running by you really fast are still images in a way. That they're just going by so fast that we perceive movement.
Well, and what's an interesting piece of that, though, is that most of your television shows, whether you watch like Law and Order or CSI, they're originally shot at 24 frames per second, and then they are brought up to that 30 frames per second that people, 29 point whatever frames per second that people are interested in. So by shooting at 24 frames per second with your camcorder, you're going to get more of that cinematic feel to your video. So it's going to look closer to film and further away from video.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Mm.
I had you made me think of another question, and I just blanked on it.
Mm. It happens a lot.
Yeah, you made a face at me. It had to do with...
video cameras?
Yeah, video cameras. When you say that it's native HD, that was my question. Not to get too techie, but I've seen other vendors where they do like this weird compression, and then they have a weird color palette. And so what do you mean when you say true HD, or how are you defining that?
Well, with full HD, that means that we have 1080 scan lines, and then on each line there's 1920 dots
per
line.
So you're not doing any weird doubling mathematic, like I take a pixel, I divide it, and then I multiply it. I mean, you're capturing every little dot that you're meaning to catch. You're not doing
any
funky math inside the
Nothing
computer.
Bizarre, and we're using a very robust compression, so you don't get a lot of that, you know, like a satellite feed or bad cable feed. You get all those little squares,
little
like pixeling, tiling that goes on the screen.
Yeah.
You don't really get a lot of that because of the robust compression that we're using.
And that's in your consumer line or your prosumer line?
That's our consumer line products.
Okay, because a lot of the consumer lines are upgrading, you know, not upgrading, but they're capturing it lower, 720, doing some funky math, and then presenting it to you at 1080, but it's not true 1080.
No,
it's kind of a lie.
It adds some nasties to the picture when it does that. It gets kind of a little.
Well, it's trying to fill it. It's guessing. Like, what should I put here? What should I put there? Green. I don't want green.
What I always tell people is it's easier to start at 1080 and to reduce resolution than to start low and go high. I mean, it's easier to fall down a flight of stairs than it is to fall up a flight of stairs.
Well,
so.
It's the same thing with still shots, too. What?
Unless it's that painting. What is that painting that we saw?
Which one?
Where the guy's, like, going up the stairs, and then there's a hallway, and then the stairs don't go anywhere.
Oh. I know what you're talking about,
right.
But I don't
know. Have you seen that thing?
I have no idea.
Oh, I'll see if I can find you a picture. It's some famous artist guy. You know, like, the melting clock painter guy? Uh-oh, what'd you do? He created a... It's not the same guy.
No.
You're talking about Salvador Dali?
Maybe.
Well, that's who the melting clock guy is, but I think this is somebody different.
All right.
We'll look it up.
Online tonight.
You and I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates only at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. Order right now at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. You know, I'm not really sure what you people want. ClickInks.com is the leading online ink for your printer site. They do everything in their power to keep your printer printing. They have every major manufacturer's original cartridges. Epson, HP, Canon, Lexmark, Dell, Brother, and more. Go ahead. Take advantage. ClickInks.com has their own brand of cartridges at up to 75% off. Not enough? Fine. You buy two, you get one free on select brands. Only at ClickInks.com. What more could you possibly want from these people? Find your inks fast at ClickInks.com. I hope you're happy.
Drivers, start your engines!
Way back in 1918, two men put Texaco gasoline to the test when they drove from Newark, New Jersey to Los Angeles. Although the drive takes less time today, Texaco's philosophy remains the same. Make a gasoline that goes the distance and then some. Available in every grade of gas, Texaco with Tecron offers unsurpassed cleaning of vital engine parts so your car can perform its best. Pull in when you see the Texaco with Tecron sign and put a star in your car. Texaco, shine on.
If I asked you how your IRA or 401k was doing, could you tell me with confidence, or would you have to wait for your yearly statement? Given today's corporate climate, that's the worst way to watch over your retirement fund. Stay safe.
choose Market Browser to closely monitor your performance. Market Browser gives you news, ratings, financials, and of course, best-of-breed charts that let you see at a glance how well you'll live when you retire. No spyware guaranteed, and it's absolutely free. Download Market Browser at marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
Credit card
statement. You hear that? That's the sound of your data and your customers' information being stolen.
Jackpot.
Dumpster divers, spies, competitors can legally find out every detail about you and your business by going through your trash. There goes your privacy, your credit rating, your peace of mind. Shred their chances by shredding your data with Data Shredding Service. Data Shredding Service can either shred on-site or at their secure shredding centers. One call shreds it all. 888-SHRED-96. That's 888-SHRED-96.
Being popular was all I could think about last year. I wanted to, like, be cool with everybody. I listened to music that I didn't like and laughed at stuff that wasn't funny. I programmed myself to be a totally different person to everyone. But I wasn't myself. Now I'm not pretending to like indie rock or anything like that. And people think that's cool.
Live above the influence. Above weed. Check out AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges. And you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth two, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Three college students were asked to take 2 days and download as many music files as possible from easily accessible file sharing services. In 2 days, they downloaded over 6,000 songs. Now, multiply that by millions of other college students and millions of other computer users, and it's easy to understand why each month, approximately 3.6 billion songs are illegally downloaded. Still think it's a small problem? Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Do you know who this is? The way you got here today was in a... Don't say the monorail. Exactly, the Cars. We actually took the monorail.
Is there a band called the Monorails?
Oh, there should be. Well, we're going to start one. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we're here in our special broadcast studio on the right in the middle of the CES Mega Center. She's still rocking out. So it's fading out now, and there it goes.
Aw.
You've been hanging out too long in the Gibson tent, huh, with all the rockers. That's always fun. You can still give us a call, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. Email radio@smartfamilyshow.com and instant messages, Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio. I did get a couple instant messages on price points, and here's my whole thing on price points. If you have to ask how much a 103-inch plasma TV is going to cost, you probably don't want one, or you probably can't afford one.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You want one, but you can't afford one. Because they're multi... I mean, when the 30-inch plasma TV came out, Mm-hmm. It was like $15,000-$20,000. So now let's say a couple of years later, it's the plasma's gotten better, the screen sizes have gotten significantly larger. I mean, you're looking at the cost of a luxury car for a TV, the Panasonic 103-inch. So I'm not going to ask him the price point questions.
And you know
someone, your messages.
You know someone is well off when they have a plasma TV in their luxury car.
Oh.
How would you do that?
Well, you know what's cool? Lamborghinis and NSXs and DeLoreans have this front end in a lot of cases, which is some cars, they even give you a luggage to put in there. You could take the luggage out and you could mount a panel in there. That would be pretty sweet. But then what are you going to do? How are you going to get the content? You're going to have to get a over-the-air HD tuner, or you're going to bring in your own TiVo-type thing or a DVD player. Does Panasonic make DVD players? And I know you make cameras, camcorders, TVs. You were mentioning rice cookers. Panasonic makes how many products? Hundreds?
Thousands of products, actually. Everything from factory automation to... We make massage loungers that are incredibly luxurious. They're, my parents have one, and it's just awesome. Every time I go over there, I sit in it for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. We run the gamut of products, and I mean, DVD players, absolutely. Panasonic makes DVD players, razors, rice cookers, rice warmers.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the weird question. Which DVD format did you pick?
Did Panasonic pick?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you mean the high-definition disc format. We back Blu-ray disc. Blu-ray disc is the one that we're backing.
Well, if you went to the Blu... This is not political towards you at all, but we went to the Blu-ray booth, and the very last sentence was, some people say the war has begun. From our perspective, the war is over.
No,
something like that.
No, the end is near.
The end is near.
That's the end is here.
Yeah. We think the end is
Blu-ray
here.
Lady,
we won.
Without being smirk and smug about it, was but if you look at the DVD rental places, and if you walk into a Target or a Blockbuster or a Best Buy, you're going to get a Blu-ray disc over HD DVD. It's just the nature of it. If you want a, you know, a reasonable title, especially a family-friendly title.
Well, the big reason that statement was made was that it's unfortunate for the HD DVD group, but Warner Brothers recently announced they're exiting HD DVD and they're going to be Blu-ray exclusive.
Right.
And by doing that, you really only have two studios left on the HD DVD side of the fence, and that's Paramount Pictures and I believe Universal. So everybody else is Blu-ray. And without content, it's pretty much just a paperweight or a boat anchor at that point. So.
If you're going to spend the kind of money that people are spending on HDTV, do you really have to upgrade to the higher quality DVD discs? Like, well, you know, in the old days, there was the argument DVD, then it was progressive scan, and now it's which HD format are you going to pick?
Well, I mean, the quality police aren't going to come in and arrest you if you don't go and upgrade to a Blu-ray disc player. That's just not going to happen. However, if you want to see your television set at its absolute best without all of those tiles that we were talking about in the picture, you really do need that high-definition format to be able to do it. And Blu-ray looks way better than broadcast high-definition. I mean, it is night and day different between broadcast and Blu-ray disc.
So you're saying if somebody buys a Panasonic display, HD display, HD TV display, and they're not using a Blu-ray disc, that they're really running their Ferrari at like 20 miles an hour?
Yeah, it's like you put retreads on it, basically, yeah.
Oh, retreads on it? I'm like, hey, that's the only reason my Volkswagen stayed on the road, was retreads. You had a question about some family that was doing something special with HD.
Yes, what are you doing for families?
Well, it's interesting you guys ask. We've begun our Living in High Definition program, and we have endowed upon people roughly $10,000 worth of high definition goodies, starting with a plasma television set, a laptop computer, high definition camera, high definition camcorder, Blu-ray disc player, DVD recorder, surround sound system for their home. And the idea is we're creating something called the digital hearth, so we can bring families back together versus breaking families apart.
And a hearth like a
Like the fireplace?
Exactly. Gotcha. But we call it the digital hearth in the 21st century. Not to be confused with the fireplace that you put up against the wall and you put sterno in it. But
you know how my fireplace now is a DVD on a loop. It's my TV.
Yeah, actually, there's a broadcaster called Mojo that was doing some really cool stuff in HD and surround sound.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
that
awesome.
Would be good. All right, so, yeah, the TV really is kind of the central point of the family anyway. But why HD? How does HD make family life better?
Well, the idea is that all of these devices help to make family life better. You know, oftentimes, the first thing that we think about after we plan a trip is, oh, gee, is the camcorder charged up? Or am I going to get the best picture I can from my camcorder? Do I have the camera that's ready to go? Or sometimes people will buy a camera and then get the idea, oh, we got to use this. Let's go ahead and take a trip out to Napa, or let's have them in the mountains in Denver, and let's get some footage shot so we can get the kids playing out in the fields. Or, kids will end up grabbing the parents' camera, wanting to do a little acting and everything else, and now the family comes in and gets to watch those videos together. So it really brings family time back together. And if you go to our website, livinginhd.com, you get to see some of these this interaction and see how people are using our products to better their lives. You know, we give them assignments, we give them, kind of competitions to do, so to speak, and these things are all filmed and then broadcast back up through our website so people can kind of check it out and see how their lives are changed by HD.
Is that a special website or just your normal one?
Well, no, livinginhd.com is a dedicated website for this program. You can also go to panasonic.com and link through there as well.
That's pretty neat. And have you picked all your families for 2008, or is there like an opportunity for people to go to the website and say, hey, I have a family that you might be interested in?
Well, I have a sinking suspicion your listeners are now really close to their radios trying to see how they can get in. We picked 30 families last year. We're looking to maybe add a few more to the list, wouldn't you say? Yeah, we're definitely going to add a few more.
All right. So keep an eye on the website if there isn't something already there to say, hey, sign up. Be sure to keep checking every couple months, and they may have round two.
Yeah, and round two might be even bigger and better than round one.
What would be the wackiest thing maybe that you – have you had a chance to look at some of the rushes from the – that's an industry term, meaning have you seen some of the video that may or may not ever make it on air from the families yet?
No, they don't. I don't get to play along.
You don't get to play along? No,
I don't get to see the dysfunctional families fighting with each other over how to use the camcorder or any of that. I wish I got a chance to. Maybe somebody can send me some of that footage, and I can include it in some of my trainings.
Oh, only just because I know on our own, like at Disney, on our Disney cruise and some of the other things, we have some very interesting blooper reels that we keep private.
I think,
and some things that we've messed up, like at the Pirates premiere.
Yeah.
We were talking to
Daniel Panabaker, and we had just
Shark. Do you watch Shark?
Yes, I do watch Shark. Yeah, I love that show.
It's a great show. So Danielle Panabaker is on that show. She's a brunette.
Yeah,
you may know her. And we were talking to her and Jennifer.
And I said, "Who's your favorite character in the Shrek?" And then
at the Pirates premiere.
Right. Yeah.
So who's your favorite character in the Pirates movies?
Yeah.
But she did a blooper and said Shrek. And so then Danielle was all like, oh, were you at the
Shrek premiere,
She's one of our favorites.
So you kept carrying on the Shrek theme even after?
No.
We did a retake.
We keep that in our blooper reel.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things we keep to ourselves.
In this Living in HD
we've now
thing.
Shared it.
Yeah, this Living in HD thing, I imagine some of the outtakes would be the kid really knows how to work the things faster than the parents do, because that's typically what happens in our house. She'll take the new gadget.
No,
she'll read through the whole manual.
I read the manual, yes.
And then she'll give us pointers. She'll say, no, you're doing it wrong. It's supposed to be like this. And,
It's actually pretty funny. I have a three-year-old, and the other day he had to show my wife how to use our television set. It was pretty sad.
Is sad.
Well, the worst thing in our house is when somebody's steps on or sits on one of the plethora of remotes that we have, completely changes all the settings on the main console,
even
and we can't
figure out
how to work the TV
because
it's pushed some odd button.
Yeah. I learned the last time what happened was we got a new Comcast, back when we had Comcast, a new Comcast remote, and if you push buttons in a certain order, it goes into a programming mode.
Uh-huh.
Well, so apparently somebody sat on it. It was in programming mode, so no matter what you did,
it did nothing.
You had to pull the batteries out and then put them back in, and it was no longer in programming mode.
Oh.
So, how it goes. Three-year-old, huh? family vacation. We'll have to talk about that in just a moment. We're speaking with Matt from Panasonic, and we're on online tonight with the Smarts. You can still call us 1-800-39-ONLINE or send us an email and instant message. Stay tuned.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
When I seek cool, crisp spring water, I dream of drenching my lips in ultra-refreshing ChapStick moisturizer. And when I feel the gentle touch of raindrops, I imagine the soft, smooth, and healthy feeling I get from my ChapStick moisturizer. I just can't help it. That mesmerizing mix of moisturizer slides on oh so smooth, so my lips feel oh so revitalized. And it shows. ChapStick moisturizer, the healthy look and feel lips long for. Use as directed.
Hey folks, Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries. All of our batteries are designed and built with you in mind because you want to keep on moving. That's why Interstate Batteries keep cranking in extreme conditions, hot or cold. Nothing's worse than getting a call from someone you love telling you they've broken down and need help. Interstate Batteries deliver power fast and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors. Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT.
So let's say you go shopping and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My name is Tyson Clark. I'm an officer in the U.S. Navy. I'm also a graduate student in college. Before I took on grad school courses, I navigated courses on submarines and got an advanced degree in responsibility and leadership. The Navy gave me the money I needed for college and the experience I'll use to stay ahead for the rest of my life. And someday soon, I'll own my own business. Ready to find the person in you? Call 1-800-USA-NAVY or go to Navy.com.
Navy, accelerate your life.
Man is faced with many tough choices.
Medium or well done? Shirt tucked in or out? Paper or plastic?
Regular. But now with Radio Shack, choosing a wireless phone is not one of them. Our sales associates will tell you about the variety of carriers, multiple plans, the right phones, and the coolest accessories, making it really easy for you. And right now, come in to find out if you qualify for an upgrade to a new phone, even if you're in a contract.
Brown shoes or black shoes?
Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
What are you going to get?
I don't know, maybe a salad, maybe a... Is it just me, or is there a huge meteor heading towards our table?
What?
Not many things knock you out like a migraine.
Susan, get up. I don't have all day.
But you can knock out a migraine with Ralpax. Ralpax Alitriptan Hydrobromide relieves migraine pain and symptoms such as nausea and sensitivity to light and sound. For some people, it starts to work in 30 minutes. Ask your doctor. Call 1-866-3-RALPAX or go to RELPAX.com. Ralpax. Don't let a migraine keep you down. Only your doctor can decide if Ralpax is right for you. If you have certain types of heart disease, a history of stroke, TIA, or uncontrolled blood pressure, you should not take Ralpax. Very rarely certain people, even some without heart disease, have had serious heart-related problems. Talk to your doctor if you have risk factors for heart disease, such as smoking, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, or if you are pregnant or nursing. Certain medicines that are potent CYP3A4 inhibitors should not be taken with Ralpax, so talk to your doctor if you're taking other medicines. See our ad in Fitness Magazine.
6 hours. Bookmark this. Is one of my favorite places where you can kind of keep up with what's going on. Our friend Brian Cooley over at CNET.com. So CNET.com. I cheat because I type in news.com.com, which is the wackiest URL. Not the wackiest URL I've ever come across. I'm a little mad at CNET because they own TV.com, radio.com, com.com, news.com. They own a gazillion domains. And every time I go in there and I look for something that's simple, like water.com or radio.com, I go, who owns that? CNET. Who owns that? CNET. So if you want to know all the domains that CNET owns, go to CNET.com. The reason I mention it is because Brian Cooley did some pretty interesting little video clips from the CES floor. And you might want to take a peek at those because that's where some of the video is. Of course, Jennifer's stuff will be up at our old tour site, smartfamilytour.com, as well as onlinetonight.com when the new website gets produced and comes off of David's network and onto our network. But this hour's bookmark this is CNET.com, where you can see lots of great video from the show floor of CES. More with Mr. Matt from Panasonic. During the break, we were talking a little bit about 80s movies and at what age it's appropriate to show some of the 80s movies. He said his 3-year-old's going to take a little while before he sees 16 Candles. Or six, what is it?
Yeah, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Wait,
Breakfast Club even. I think even Breakfast Club in certain parts, you might want to wait until 4?
Maybe 5, you know.
So you're gonna have your kid watching Hellraiser at 6?
Well, you know, maybe 5.5.
Nah, stop that. Silly button. Tricks are for kids. No. There's a lot of things, and sometimes it's complicated, to figure out what do I want for HD or home theater, and you could read 100 million magazines, or you could buy something from one vendor and a TV from another vendor. Is there anything out there that just kind of makes that easy, other than like hiring somebody for $100,000 to come over and put everything together? Isn't there anything just like in a rectangle or something you can just
maybe
grab?
In a box?
Yeah, like
maybe
in a box.
That might work. Clearly, at Panasonic, we offer home theater solutions that are in a box.
Problem with those box deals is you're going to get, like, not even a progressive scan DVD. You're going to get, you know, a half-inch speaker. The remote control is missing the back panel.
Where do you buy your stuff?
It's like the Earl Scheib of paint jobs and electronics, basically. So
that's what you worry about when you're buying something in the box. If you buy something all in one box, you're not going to get Blu-ray. You're not going to get the cool remote. You're not going to get the good speakers.
Well, actually, you will get Blu-ray now. We are offering a home theater box system that includes Blu-ray disc right in the box. So, you can get the latest and greatest.
That. Okay, tell us about the box.
Well, why don't we cover some of the things you talked about? So with, you know, living in the high definition program we were talking about earlier, one of the goals was really to show people that this stuff doesn't have to be all that difficult to use and that you don't have to have my 3-year-old son come over to help you out. So one of the pieces that we have put together with our Blu-ray home theater is, A, it is a Blu-ray disc player. It is the latest and greatest. It outputs the 1080p at the 24 frames per second. But we have a really cool linking feature called Viera Link, where, because we call our flat panel TVs Viera, and everything links into the Viera. So when you hook it up with that HDMI cable to pass the picture on, the second you just hit the power button on the remote control, it turns everything right on for you, and it all communicates through the HDMI cable, so there's no programming or remotes or any of that stuff. On top of that, when you've got them both linked together and decide to play Blu-ray disc, you get a little sick of watching Blu-ray, and you got some funny YouTube footage or something on your iPod portable, you can go ahead and slap your iPod in, and we got a nice little door that folds down. You slap your iPod right in. You can go ahead and play all your iPod videos right through into the television set.
All right. So are you saying that you have like a deck where you have the Blu-ray player and an iPod dock?
It's all in one unit. Yeah, it's very sleek, very small. Yeah, it also holds a 5-disc DVD. You could play 5 CDs in it if you wanted to. So, on top of that,
I'm going to have to revisit your booth now because I usually avoid looking at the boxes, and we might have to go over there again and see it. I missed it.
Well, you'd mentioned also about $100,000 to have somebody come out and install it. All right. Well, What you're talking about really is getting the wires from the front of the room to the back of the room.
Well, no, I live next to a lot of professional baseball players.
And oh, you
do? It seems like there's a competition. You know, I've got speakers and a TV by my barbecue, and I've got this projection thing, and they just have money. And so they tell me how much they spend on their home theater, and I go, buy me some lottery tickets. Do something.
Yeah. Let me dig in your couch cushions for the $50 bills.
And sure.
Bills flying out of their pockets. Well, what we've done is we've actually integrated a wireless delivery system for the rear channels in our home theater box systems, and it's included in the box, so you don't have to pay anything extra for it.
So no ripping drywall out of the ceiling to get that extra cable in there.
No, not at all.
Remember we used a fishing pole when we did the old house?
Yeah.
Little 4-inch squares. All right. So you don't have to do that anymore. That's great.
And
why couldn't you have done that last year? Did you have this last year?
We had the wireless rears last year, but not the Blu-ray disc.
Okay.
And then we've also added all of the – I don't know if you know this. There's all these new surround sound formats that have come out that are replacing Dolby Digital and DTS with new and improved Dolby Digital.
Right, the 7.1 stuff.
Yeah, and true HD with no compression at all. This Blu-ray disc home theater will play all of those back as well without any problems at all. So it is upgraded. It is ready for all the new surround formats.
How do people get more information about all of Panasonic's products?
Well, thank you for asking. I would recommend that you visit Panasonic.com. Our website's very complete. It's the perfect place to go to find out more.
Now, I'm not the best speller, so Panasonic.com. Don't need like U.S. or a hyphen or anything like that?
No, and you probably don't need to type www anymore.
All right. I like people who support this singlename.com URLs. Thank you so much, Matt from Panasonic. You're listening to Online Tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Now is the time to invest in Manhattan real estate. That's right, investment property in Manhattan. It's one of the hottest real estate markets in the world, still going strong, with more stability and better returns than what everyone else is experiencing. Maximize your returns. Call New York residents now at 1-800-804-8242 for free information and a free book. That's 1-800-804-8242, or go to newyorkresidents.com.
Weddings, graduations, the birth of a child. If only we could share these special moments with family and friends almost instantly. Fortunately, with Walgreens Digital Photo Service, you can simply upload photos to Walgreens.com and send them to print at any of thousands of Walgreens nationwide, many open 24 hours. Then your family and friends can pick up the prints in as little as an hour. Walgreens, where America takes its digital pictures. 1 hour photo limited to machine capacity.
Let's say you walk into Walmart and find a hip purple tank top. Nice price, nice look, no big deal, right? Wrong. You didn't find a purple tank top. You found a gateway into spring. Because purple is the best looking Easter egg in the basket. It's a glass of grape soda by the pool. The first tulip you pluck from the garden. Who couldn't use a touch of purple in their lives? Walmart invites you to spring into all the right colors this season at the low prices you'd expect. Find tank tops in all the perfect colors for spring starting at $4.88 in the apparel area at Walmart. Prices may vary by store.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left.
Hey,
past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minute 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. To let you in. Maybe I should try to find my strength within. Minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Should I lay my heart on the line now? When the sensation comes along, I can't hide it, I can't fight it. Feelings inside are getting strong, cannot deny it, you've got it. 3 minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour. 60 seconds to live.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left.
6 minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
www.buybuzzbeer.com.
Well, BuzzBeer doesn't have a website.
Wow, we do now.
Welcome, you've got beer.
And now, from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll-free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Where's David? I don't see David.
David's
it's
not here.
It's the smart sitting in for David. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we've taken your call still on the Online Tonight Super Hotline. We are live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the international 2008 mega show that it is, over a million square feet. And you can give us a call at 1-800-39-ONLINE. If you get our voicemail, please leave your name, number, a message, a detailed question, and we will answer it on the air. We'll get it on here one way or another. Or you can hold on to it and call us live, of course, on Saturday. You can also send us an email. What's the best email to use?
Radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Don't send it to david@onlinetonight.com because that does not get to us.
We're instant message friendly. AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google iTalk, MSN, all those. How do you get to us?
Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio.
And we love to hear from you. One of the things that is not may not be familiar to listeners of the David Lawrence Show and Online Tonight is that we do giveaways. We go to trade shows. We meet people. They give us some products to give away. And we like to share those with our listeners. We have Disney DVDs to give away, occasionally an MP3 player or another electronic device. And so we like to collect your information, whether you're calling in or emailing in. We want to get your name, your first name, your city and state, and then a way to reach you either by phone or by email, because we're going to put your name in our bucket. And whenever we have products to give away, we will draw those names out, and you may be a lucky winner, and we want to get a hold of you. So we love your questions, we love your comments, and then we love to reward you for being such great listeners by putting you into our drawings so that we can pay you back for helping us stay on the air and giving us great things to talk about.
Right, and of course, just like David, we don't sell your name or number or anything to any marketing companies. It's just for us. We don't sell it. We just want you to win. If you want to win along with us, then you want to get in and join us. That would be great.
And we are here in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. Every time we come to Vegas, there's something different here. There's something new to look at. And we're constantly going, what was there before? What was there before? And trying to figure out how the landscape has changed, because this city is
The city itself,
yeah,
not the CES booths?
No, the city itself, it's ever evolving. It's constantly in flux. There are always new buildings going up, and big ones at that. You know, the old small casino hotel is really going by the wayside. The little strip stores, like strip mall type stores, the little mom and pop stores and things like that are really
suffering.
Yeah, well, there aren't very many in existence anymore. And Jennifer made a comment last night when we passed one place that said, their marquee outside said, we have 22 years left on our lease. So that was their...
They were being entertaining.
Well, but that was also their way of telling people,
we're
going to
be here a while.
So the next time you come back, we're still going to be here. And we're not going to be selling our building or having our building sold out from under us because they have a lease. They don't own the building. To a big hotel casino. I mean, what the first time I experienced that, we came to Vegas one time and found a wonderful place to get cheesesteaks right across the street from Treasure Island. It was just a little hole-in-the-wall place with a window to the outside, and you walked up to the window and ordered your food. And that was probably the closest I've ever come to having a cheesesteak that tasted like a real Philadelphia cheesesteak outside of Philly.
That's what's there now.
Another casino.
That's right, the Palazzo, which is the Venetian II.
And then the next time we came back, I said, let's go to that cheesesteak place, and there was a big hole in the ground.
It was leveled.
It was not there, and we had no idea what it was called, so we don't know if they moved.
There's lots of things that are gone. But you know what? That's okay. Sometimes progress is fun. Coming up this hour on Online Tonight, we're going to have some interviews and some other experiences here at...
The Consumer Electronics Show.
Can you guess who this might be?
What's up, everybody? This is Will I Am, and you're watching Online Tonight, and I'm hanging out here with Mrs. Smart, Jennifer Smart. Check her out.
He said who he was.
Yeah.
That was Will I Am. And he was at the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus, and that was pretty neat. And we're going to have maybe some words from him this hour. When you were walking around, maybe, pretty sure,
all right.
Will gave me permission, said that I am allowed to do all the things I want to do with him today. You want to share somebody else that we're going to talk to this hour?
Yes.
You want to hold the little red guy?
Yes, we'll hold the little red guy until
next hour?
No, we won't tell anybody who the little red guy is.
Oh, all right. And then how about the very pretty lady?
The very pretty lady.
This hour or next hour?
We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be this hour, and that's why I'm going to push this button.
Hi, I'm Lauren Nelson, Miss America, and you're listening to Jennifer Smart.
All right. So that was Miss America. That was very nice. I was nervous taping her because she is such a beauty. But she was so down to earth, too. No, she's not Canadian. Where is she from? Do you remember?
America.
Ugh. Canada is part of North America, if you know your geography.
Oklahoma.
Do you remember?
Oklahoma?
It's in the interview, which we will play very soon.
Okay.
When we have time.
Speaking of celebrities, I did get to hear in the distance a little bit of Mr. Frampton playing when we had the dog
Peter
out.
Mr. Frampton, awesome.
I thought when she said it's Peter Frampton singing, I thought she said it's a pity Frampton singing.
Oh, no. He's
no,
a good singer. And when I hear Peter Frampton, I now think of Frappuccino. I don't know why. I think maybe they came up with the name by listening to a lot of Peter Frampton LPs.
Well, then it would be called Frampuccino.
Come on. They can't completely steal his whole name.
Well, that wasn't his whole name.
All right. So we walked around the show floor today. That was kind of fun. I had a good time. Other than, a lot of people were complaining about their feet today.
It was my legs. It's usually my legs, not my feet.
Oh, I wasn't referring to us. I wasn't talking about this team. We went to a couple different booths, and I don't want to say which ones, but the some of the people that were working there, and some of the buyers that we just ran into, and some of the press people that we ran into, they were saying that you need totally different kinds of shoes to be at an event this huge. A million plus square feet, tons and tons of exhibits, lots of meetings, keynotes and lunches and all these things that you got to do. Why is everybody laughing?
Something's beeping.
No, it's the jazz. Jazz is jazzing in. No beeping.
No beeping.
No.
You know what I love? I can always tell when I'm in the South Hall at CES because they have those yellow stripes down the middle of the path.
The little roadway.
Yeah.
It's a street.
And I can always tell when I'm in the car audio section.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I have that. I have that.
You do?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Ready?
Wait.
Oh,
wait.
Damn.
Nope. Button doesn't work.
See how it's gray?
Yeah.
That means
why
we can't push it. Because the file could not be found, which was my big horn sound. So instead, you know what David used to use for his big horn sound? And you're listening to The Smarts on Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
Navy Lieutenant Paul Montel on why he joined the United States Navy.
I went to an air show, and I was just hanging out with my friends, getting ready to work for this brokerage firm. I said, what do you have to do to be able to do this? After that, I went to a recruiter. Before you know it, my mom's kicking and screaming, and I'm heading off to flight school.
The United States Navy, when the last thing you want is just another day at the office. To learn more, check out Navy.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY. Navy, accelerate your life.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Someday, it's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Home again, emergency care. Dr. Peter speaking.
I took my dog Rex on his late night walk, and I thought he was drinking from a puddle, but then I realized it was antifreeze. Please, you have to help. Is he going to be okay?
I'm glad you called. This is a common but very serious situation, and you need to get Rex to an emergency clinic. I'll help you find the nearest clinic your vet recommends. That way we can get Rex some immediate help.
Only Home Again provides emergency medical help for your pet 24/7.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again, always looking out for your pet.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek, and the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy, because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
This hour's Geek Speak is industry buyer. Some people may or may not know what that is. An industry buyer is someone who comes to a trade show like this And its job is to buy the new and good products that they think that their store clientele would be interested in. As an example, Best Buy, Radio Shack, Sharper Image, and places like that have industry buyers that come in here. There's different types of buyers. There's boutique buyers, industry buyers. Usually industry buyers is somebody who has a huge set of stores, like Radio Shack, 2,200 stores or something like that across the country. So they're looking to see what they're going to put in a lot of shelves. A boutique buyer, maybe one or two stores, one on Rodeo Drive, one in New York City, Manhattan. You know, they're going to have fewer kind of items and less shelf space, so they have to be a little more picky. Industry buyer, that's this hour's Geek Speak.
I think I saw a Radio Shack buyer today.
And how'd that work out for you?
Didn't have anything to do with me. He was at the desk ahead of me, talking to somebody at Creative Labs, I think.
Very exciting. How are you, Daddy?
I'm doing great.
You know,
when we come to CES and it goes by so fast. I mean, for some people, it's already over. Some people have left already.
A lot of people have already left.
A lot of people left last night. Some people left today.
You know, I did that again last time. I clearly am pushing the wrong button right there, and that's okay. I will get used to it. I'm still learning. Taking over for David, the big man.
But one of the things that I always wonder about with a big trade show like this is how people really conduct business under these circumstances. It's so loud. It's so packed. How do they accomplish what they set out to do? If you were starting from scratch and looking for products to sell in your store, it would be a nightmare. You really have to line everything up in advance.
You get sidetracked by the fancy cars
The big buyers know what's going on. They kind of know the people. They go to the booth. They say, it's Bill here. Bill goes, I was expecting you. They go into a little room. They have their cup of coffee. They do their quick little introduction. You know, get to know each other again. You know, because they've probably talked on the phone or via email. Then they come out of their little booth, their little office, and they show them the product that's right there on the table. And because the guy owns the booth, you know, or it's a big enough company, he moves everybody else over and says, I want to show my buyer this particular product. And he gives a quick demo. Then they go back into the office and they say, how many millions of units are you going to buy over the next 2-3 years? That's how it's done. They know, I think a lot of these guys already know each other in some way. And they've networked in the past. And that's how they get it done. They don't worry about the crowds and... Then they go have dinners, like the big boys. They go and have parties and dinners. They have private suites. Come down onto the floor, let people see it, and then they take them into the swanky rooms, and they negotiate big contracts.
Do you think the buyers do gravitate, though, or do judge products based on how much attention they're getting at CES? Like some of the things, if a lot of people are gathered around a new product, maybe a Best Buy rep is going to say, hey, that could be a big seller for us based on all the attention it's getting?
Well, I think the awards might make more of an impression than, let's say, a crowd. Because people are giving things away. Mm-hmm. There may be Cal Ripken there or supermodel. Can't judge it by the attendance in the booth. I don't think. I wouldn't be swayed that way. But if it won, like, Best Product at CES of 2008, okay, that means it's going to get a lot of media attention in the papers. Yeah. The amount of people in the booth doesn't mean it's going to have any impact out in the field.
And I wonder, too, if some of them wait, you know, another year, like after a brand new product is introduced, to see kind of how it falls out. Because some things are delayed getting to market, and they may not meet their deadlines if they put an order in for, say, Christmas on something that's supposed to be introduced in the fall and it's not fully in production yet. So there's a lot of politics involved and a lot of company relationships and that kind of thing.
That's true. That's very true.
But we like to walk around and see what catches our eye.
What caught your eye today? Anything?
What caught my eye?
You did a lot of interviews and things like that.
So. Yes, that's true. I was very interested in the little, tiny little, the little player with the speaker from Creative Labs. I liked the flashing light things, the little disc and little thing that's on
the
dog,
dog collar.
I really like, you know, MP3s, players, and that kind of thing. I haven't seen much. Tomorrow we're going to see a lot more stuff. We're going to cover a lot more ground.
You didn't see much.
Well,
maybe today, but I mean in total.
In total, well.
Like some of the things that we went and saw yesterday.
At Sands. I was very excited at Sands.
Yeah.
I enjoyed looking at the iDesign from Mattel. Took a little bit of a glance at some of the products from Wild Planet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw earlier today I saw the little monster trucks and helicopters. But in general, I'm more, you know, about the toys and light up stuff. And
I think there's a big emphasis now on customizing, bringing out more colors and patterns and things like that, and skins for different electronics so that you can personalize them
more. Yes, I've seen a lot of accessory cases for especially the DS Lite, not the regular DS because they don't make those anymore, but iPod, things for iPods, things for DS Lites, things for PSPs, all kinds of covers, cases, skins, crack shells, you know, all kinds of stuff. For different handheld media devices. I've seen a lot of that at this show.
That's what I like. I like different ways that I can get my media and take it with me and what all the different types of media are going to be. And now I'm getting a little bit into games. I want to know why I need a cartridge for all my darn games. Why can't I do like what I do with my iPod, which is have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies on it. And
already loaded.
16, 17, 25, 100 songs on it. Why do I have to load a cartridge in for every game? So now I'm hoping someday that they'll have some way of DRM in games.
Interesting.
Visit usendit.com to start your free trial of the premier online file sending service. When overnight is too long and FTP servers are too frustrating, just usendit for fast, secure digital deliveries. Promote your company with usendit's branding options. Securely send large or important files with tracking, password protection, controllable file expiration, and certified delivery. Save time and resources with unlimited storage options and corporate solutions. When it has to be there now, just usendit at usendit.com.
This is a sit tone, and you know what? It's death to automated computerized dialers, those automated voices that call you in the middle of dinner and want to sell you stuff. If one of those services hears that sit tone, it automatically removes you from their list. They'll never call you again. And I can include that in a customized outgoing voicemail message that I do for you over at my site. Go to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on voicemail, customize any message you want, make one up of your own, I'll do it for you. Thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on voicemail.
Hi, everybody. I'm J.J. Yaley, driver of the green number 18 Interstate Batteries race car.
And I'm Norm Miller, Interstate's chairman, and we'd like to tell you about Interstate Batteries.
It's important to have the security and peace of mind that comes from knowing you've got the power under your hood to get where you're going.
Yes, sir. That's why Interstate Batteries keep cranking in extreme conditions, hot or cold.
They deliver power fast, and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT for the dealer nearest you.
OvationLaw.com asks, what's it worth to have an accurate credit report? Well, just one or two inaccuracies on your report could drop your credit score by 100 points or more, costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars in higher interest rates on your mortgage. OvationLaw.com is on your side, dealing with creditors and the credit bureaus to get your credit report right. And OvationLaw.com will cost you less than a steak dinner. Don't be denied credit, products, services, or favorable interest rates. Go to OvationLaw.com now and get the credit you deserve. OvationLaw.com. Fast and effective credit report repair.
Time for Mom's Most Shocking Secrets Revealed. Today, Campbell's Cheesy Chicken and Rice Bake. An exclusive investigation uncovers how moms make this delicious meal. First, mix Campbell's cream of chicken soup with chicken and rice. Place into oven. When done, top with cheese. Mouth-watering, yet true. Look for full recipe details at campbellskitchen.com. Mom's hidden truth, finally exposed.
Come home to a home-cooked meal with Campbell's.
Attention, please. You cannot buy a Tiger GPS. There is no such thing as a Tiger GPS. You can go to TigerGPS.com and get the hottest Garmin, Magellan, and TomTom GPS units at the lowest prices guaranteed. But please do not attempt to buy a Tiger GPS. They don't exist. They never did. Yes, use Tiger GPS's product selection tool to find just the right GPS for you. But remember, you can't buy a Tiger GPS. Just go to TigerGPS.com. That's TigerGPS. I hope I've been clear. Thank you.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hi, everybody. I'm J.J. Yaley, driver of the green number 18 Interstate Batteries race car. As a husband and a father, there's no greater interest in life than knowing your family's safe and sound. That's why I use Interstate Batteries in every vehicle I own. In extreme heat or extreme cold, Interstate Batteries provide the cranking power my family needs to keep us moving and safe. They deliver power fast, and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors. Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT for the dealer nearest you.
My friends love dragging me to this really loud new club, but for me, it's a whole new kind of headache. And going to the gym bores us all to tears, so we tried kickboxing class instead. And I ended up feeling pains in my legs I've never felt before. But whatever, I've got my Advil, and I'm all Advil. Because Advil is my every pain reliever. Doesn't matter what hurts, Advil works. So whatever pain pops up, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
Clicks does it take to put a 20% dent in CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal? How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music altogether? We've done the calculations, and the answer is now a matter of record. Just one. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Give us a call toll free, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. We are taking your voicemails while we're here live at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and we will answer your questions and calls on the air in the next day or two, as well as keep them for Saturday. If you want us to give you a call back or call you on Saturday so you can be on the show live, then leave your number, callback number, and we'll do so. But we'd like you to leave your name, your contact information, where you're calling from, and your detailed question. And then we'll be able to answer it. Because Online Tonight's about answering your calls and taking your instant messages and your emails. What's our email address?
Radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Don't send it to David@onlinetonight.com because that won't get to us in our studio.
Instant message friendly?
Smart Vic Radio and Smart Max Radio works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google, iTalk, and MSN Messenger.
We had a good time over at the Sands, and we had an opportunity to go and see some panel discussions on kids and safety and the internet and stuff like that. We had some special guests that we had the opportunity to speak with, and here is Miss Jennifer speaking with a new position they've decided to have over there at Symantec, and here's all the details.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm speaking with Ms. Marion from Symantec. What does an internet safety advocate do?
Well, it's kind of a new role for me, and we're kind of learning as we go, but what we've discovered is so many parents are kind of clueless about the internet and technology, and they think their kids know everything, so they just expect their kids to help them all the time. It's kind of a big burden on kids, but we really want parents to be smart about what's going on the internet and how much fun it can be once we make sure the computer's safe and our kids are safe.
What do you find are the biggest dangers for kids on the internet?
You know, it's funny, but a lot of parents think the number one thing to worry about on the internet is what we call stranger danger, or a stranger contacting your kid, and that's scary. That would be terrible. But what happens on a daily basis with kids and technology, like cell phones and instant message, is cyberbullying. In fact, 43% of American kids were bullied last year using cell phones, emails, instant messaging, and it's really painful if it happens to you, but because it's digital, it's also permanent.
How does Norton from Symantec help parents in those areas?
Ooh, well, a couple of ways. We have a whole new website at norton.com/family resource where parents can look at articles and read questions and answers about common technology questions. You can also send me a question. Anybody can. It's marion@norton.com. And then we've got a little brochure we've put out that's designed for parents who are a little fearful of technology but have, you know, concerns about the internet. And really simply, by age of your child and what they're doing online, we advise them on, you know, how to set up a computer safely and what you should be concerned about with social networking, those kinds of things. And of course, we've got really good internet security software from Norton that people can use, which helps make the computer safer.
How can people get more information about Symantec products?
Well, if you visit norton.com, you can learn about all the products, and you can see screenshots of the products in action and really get an idea of what's best for your situation and what you need. But a great product, really, for almost everybody is something called Norton 360, because it's got all kinds of protection for the internet, including protection if you sort of stumble on a bad website where there's someone trying to steal personal information, and it's got backup software built right in. So really easy to use, and it'll really take care of a lot of problems.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I've used Norton for years. I've used Norton on my Mac. I've used Norton on the PC, and I like a lot of the tools. I used to look at Norton primarily as a system optimization type thing, like your registry is all messed up, or let's make your hard drive faster by defragging it. Let's do a system check to see that your applications have all the resources that are required there. So that's how I used to see Norton. But Norton has really expanded into a lot more. They did, of course, antivirus as part of Norton antivirus. If you buy like the bundle, that's why you always bought the bundle. They would have antivirus, and they would have, then they added the ability to do inbound and outbound mail scanning, not just for viruses, but for other tricky things. And then now they offer all kinds of things, a little bit of parental control.
Pop-up blocker.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. So I haven't checked out 360 yet. It's been out for a little while. I'm looking forward to trying that out and seeing how that works and what some of the other features are in there that I wasn't expecting.
Well, there was somebody special that had joined Symantec's booth because she has her own personal campaign for internet safety, safety for kids on the internet. Who was that?
Well, we'll find out. I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm speaking with Lauren, Miss America.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. What brings you to a electronics trade show like this?
Well, I'm actually here with Symantec, Norton from Symantec, and I'm working on the issue of internet safety for kids. As Miss America, every Miss America has a platform that we travel around and talk about, and mine is internet safety for kids. So Symantec and I partnered together to work on the issue, and we've been working together for the whole year, and I'm here with them today.
What do you think is the biggest safety issue for kids online?
I definitely think it's predators. As a 13-year-old girl, when I was 13, I was approached by an online predator. So I think that kids need to know that there are dangers along with positive things on the internet, such as predators. There's also the issue of cyberbullying, lots of different things. But I definitely think that the predators pose a huge threat for kids.
How do did you get into pageantry?
When I was about 16 years old, my friends from church were doing a pageant in my hometown of Lawton, Oklahoma, and I just liked to sing, so they talked me into doing it because I got to sing. So it kind of just was a happened by chance and snowballed into this big thing. And now I'm Miss America. Who knew?
Have you had a chance to look around, and what are some of your favorites?
I really have not had a chance to look around much on the floor, but there's a lot of cool things. I think maybe tomorrow I'll have to go back around and look at everything this year.
How can people get more information about you and what you do as Miss America?
Well, our website is missamerica.org, and you can go in there. There's lots of cool places to surf on that website. You can learn about all the former Miss Americas. You can learn about the new contestants that are going to be competing right here in Las Vegas in about 2 weeks. Lots of things to learn, but that's where you can find out a lot about what I've done this year and where I came from.
And she was very nice. She was very nice, very down to earth, very pretty.
You know what the weirdest question was?
Mm-hmm.
While you're interviewing her, would you like her to wear her crown?
Right.
Would you like her to wear her crown, wear a crown pin, or hold a crown?
Yeah, there were options.
There were options. I was just so excited that we had the opportunity to talk to her. I didn't really care what she had on her head. She could have had a baseball hat for a baseball team that I didn't even care for, and it would have been fine. I think what was great is that she has a platform, she has a campaign, she has an outlet, and she was able to share what she thinks is important and help keep kids and young adults, both male and female, safe on the internet. So I was very, very, very pleased to have her there.
And here's something that I was impressed with. She had little cards that Symantec was giving out. She was signing she did an autograph session, you know, where she was signing
sure.
her picture. But on the picture, on the back, was a story about how she got involved in this initiative, why she took this as her personal platform. And as she mentioned in the interview, she was approached online by a predator when she was 13. And the interesting thing about the story, that story is communicated on the card, but she admits that she and her friends put themselves at risk because they divulged too much information about themselves on the internet. They gave out, I don't know what information, but maybe their age and their name, or that the fact that they were girls, or something that enabled somebody to contact them and harass them and, you know, approach them for things that, you know, are not appropriate. But because she's Miss America, she can take that experience and learn from it and help others
learn from it as well.
Right, to not go
I think there should
the
be a new
thing.
Gender on the internet called cybergenetic or cyber non.
Cyber neutral.
Cyber, yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? Everybody should just register at it. And that way nobody on the internet knows if you're a boy, a girl, or a half boy, half girl, or if you're a goat or a monkey or a chicken. Or a chicken monkey, or a donkey.
Monkeys are really smart. Monkeys and apes are really smart. I bet they could, you know, go on MySpace or Facebook or something. I don't know
Have
if they could take a picture.
Have you seen some of the people on Facebook and some of the people on MySpace?
It doesn't take a lot of intelligence.
I would say that you probably have several monkeys and apes and chimpanzees already up on there. But that's just me. And that's really not nice to say.
I would think you'd call them, you'd be more likely to call them donkeys.
Hey, you know what, though? I didn't even know that the new Miss America pageant thing is starting again in 2 weeks. And I also didn't know that
it's
Miss America...
It's sad that she's not going to be Miss America anymore.
Well, it's going to take several months before it gets all, you know...
Transition.
Did she say .com or .org?
.org.
Did she really?
Yeah.
All right, so let me just find out, because I'm curious to see how long the reign is and where it goes.
They have, like,
Miss
mini Miss America and then Miss America Teen and... You know,
now, who was
I
it?
Mean,
didn't, like, Trump buy one of these? Was it Donald
Miss,
Trump?
Miss USA,
Miss
I believe.
USA. That's right.
That's right.
Miss
but
America is owned by somebody else.
For many years, until last year, the Miss America pageant used to take place in Atlantic City. And last year, it changed over to Las Vegas. And I can't remember why exactly that happened.
Well, apparently Saturday, June 26th at 8 p.m. live on TLC. You'll be able to see the 2008 Miss America Live, whatever that is. Maybe that's the whole pageant and everything. So
that'd be cool.
I guess her reign is coming to an end. She's going to have to pass that crown. Man, maybe I should have had my picture taken with the crown.
Mm.
That would have been
You wanted to wear the crown?
No, I'm fine. You're listening to The Smarts on Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
Navy Lieutenant Paul Montel on why he joined the United States Navy.
I went to an air show, and I was just hanging out with my friends, getting ready to work for this brokerage firm. I said, what do you have to do to be able to do this? After that, I went to a recruiter. Before you know it, my mom's kicking and screaming, and I'm heading off to flight school.
The United States Navy, when the last thing you want is just another day at the office. To learn more, check out Navy.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY. Navy, accelerate your life.
Now that I've signed up for Medicare prescription insurance, I pay the same for my prescription no matter where I take my membership card. That's why I go to Walgreens. They have the most 24-hour stores and the most drive-through pharmacies in the country. And I can pick up refills at any location coast to coast. Transferring prescriptions from my old pharmacy to Walgreens was easy, fast, and free. I just showed Walgreens my prescription bottle. They took care of the rest. No wonder Walgreens is the pharmacy America trusts.
Hey, Gail, good to see you.
Oh, you too, Kim. What are you doing?
Just grilling up some burgers.
Oh, well, they look fantastic. But, Kim, you're in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got these great burgers, fresh tomatoes and lettuce right inside, all at really low prices. It looked so wonderful, I just couldn't wait to start grilling.
So you just set up everything right here.
Yep, and it looks like I'm not alone. Hey, neighbors.
Hey, Kim, throw a burger on for me.
Absolutely.
Fresh produce and quality meats at Walmart. Great barbecue start here.
My cough isn't just a cough. I've got a stuffy nose, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
I have a cough, and I have to hit the road, so I take my Robitussin with me. Robitussin cough gels.
I've got the flu, fever, body aches. That's why Robitussin cough, cold, and flu is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
And now for the bonus round. Bob is 6 and Jane is 10. What did Eli have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Correct. What's the difference between an orangutan?
Hippopotamus?
Correct. With gas prices so high, why doesn't everyone rent their DVDs from Netflix?
Huh. Well, Netflix delivers right to your door, and plans start at only $5.99 a month. There's really no logical explanation.
Correct! Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yow!
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Online Tonight.
Bookmark this.
This hour's Bookmark This on Online Tonight is DTV.gov. What's important about this website and why you want to bookmark it is because it talks about the countdown to the federal government's requirement to convert to digital TV. The countdown to the DTV transition, according to the site as of right this minute, is 405 days, 3 hours, 8 minutes, and 54, 53, 52 seconds. Which, if you did the math, would bring you to February 17, 2009. A lot of good things at this website. DTV Basics, FAQ, Converter Box, Coupon Applications, Glossary of all the different terms, Outreach Program, you can even take a DTV quiz. You can find out about the regulatory information and why they decided to make it a requirement. There's a library of publications that are available in both English and Spanish, from what I understand. And there's a podcast and a video, a DTV Consumer Buyer's Guide, what you should know, and what you can expect to be on DTV. So head over to DTV.gov so that you can get the countdown to the DTV transition. And that is this hour's Bookmark This.
Online Tonight. CES is all about new products. And one of the things that happens during CES is that people have contests that the new products are somehow entered into. And I'm not sure what the criteria are for judging these different contests. I know CNET has one and Yahoo has one, and they kind of elect a few to be the people they choose from, and then they announce the winners. And today, Yahoo announced the winner of one of their contests.
The Last Gadget Standing.
And Miss Jennifer had a chance to interview the winner.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm speaking with Jeff from iFi.
Hi.
I understand you just won the Yahoo Last Gadget Standing contest.
That's right.
What do you make?
We make the iFi card. It is a wireless memory card for your digital camera. Fits inside your digital camera just like normal, stores your pictures. But this one, inside this little thing, we have Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi allows us to wirelessly upload your photos from inside your camera to your computer and also onto the web. So you can share your pictures on your Facebook or your Flickr account with your friends and family.
How many pictures does it hold?
Well, this has 2 gigabytes of storage inside it, so it depends on the size of pictures that you take, the kind of camera that you've got, but certainly it'll hold hundreds of pictures.
Do you need any special software for it?
We have a little bit of a software that comes on the card, makes it easy to install, and the rest is automatic. It happens even if you're doing other things.
Does it work on Mac or Windows?
It works on both PC and Mac.
Have you had a chance to look around the show floor, and what's on your favorite list?
We have been super busy at the show. We haven't gotten around to see very many things yet, but at the Last Gadget Standing today, there was all kinds of gizmos and gadgets today that were pretty exciting to me.
What's the best way for people to get more information about iFi?
The best way is to go to our website, which is www.i.fi, no.com, no.net, just i.fi, and then they can get all kinds of information, see where they can buy it, and see what our partners are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The only thing Jeff didn't do was spell it. E-Y-E dot F-I. He spelled one side of it, but not the other side of it.
Right.
And I don't think he even needed the dubs. Let me check for you real fast. But
you know what I dug about this product, too, is the box.
The box is really cool.
It comes in this little box that kind of pops out.
You pull out one side and the other side comes out, too. Really neat.
Yeah, great packaging.
If you don't type in the www dot, it will put it in for you. So EYE.FI, and that's it. Don't put in a .com. Don't put in nothing. Just six.
I didn't
simple
know there
characters.
Was a .fi.
No, it's new. Apparently, it's new.
Is it a country?
That, you know, that's a good thing to find out. FI top domain. I don't know that off the top of my head. But I will look it up for you.
It might be a country code or country.
It might. Finland.
Finland.
Finland. This cover letter is to provide some background on .fi domain for Finland. It is a country code. You are absolutely right.
But
who got that right?
Who got that right?
Who got that right?
So that's interesting.
I said it was probably a country.
Well, the reason why it's called iFi, it's a play on words. It's
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. iFi.
And it's used for cameras.
Wi-Fi.
Which is something you look at pictures with your eyes.
Oh,
what's the?
That's really good.
Yeah. What's the? It comes with a dongle or something that you use to load.
Well, that's to set up the Wi-Fi portion of it, so you can give it an IP address, or if you have a built-in network that's got passwords and stuff, you can get all set up to work on the network. I mean, Wi-Fi is a wireless networking technology, so it's got to get like IP information and who it can talk to legitimately, access point-wise. So a little dongle helps you get it all programmed up.
So it's already got the information you need. You don't have to program it in, or it brings up screens probably that you are required to enter stuff in. When you set up your own...
Is that a comment or a question?
It's more of a comment. When you set up your own home network for Wi-Fi, you have to know things like IP numbers to enter them. Or is that something that your provider just automatically programs into your...
Depends who sets up your Wi-Fi. I mean, if you get like... When my dad ordered his Fios, they came in and they put in the wireless network for him. They did all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. That saved me a lot of steps. But if you are going to set up your own with your own private IP number, so your printer can have an IP number, and you want WAP enabled or WPA and what the differences are, I'd probably say check out the 10 Quick Steps guide to Wi-Fi, because that'll make it a lot clearer. But I think most people set them up themselves and decide on their own IP numbers, because most of the time, DSL or whatever, it's going to dynamically issue a number, and there you go.
So you don't have to worry about it. We are here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. More with Online Tonight coming up.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Hey, folks. Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries. All of our batteries are designed and built with you in mind, because you want to keep on moving. That's why Interstate Batteries keep cranking in extreme conditions, hot or cold. Nothing's worse than getting a call from someone you love telling you they've broken down and need help. Interstate Batteries deliver power fast, and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors. Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First you need a bike, then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
My boys are boys. They got me out there at quarterback, so I got a pain reliever for my sore joints. They even had me join their own little band. So I had to get a headache medicine, too. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. Advil is my every pain reliever. Works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. So whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minute past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minute 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left.
is 30 seconds past the hour, 60 seconds to live.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
City in the universe. This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Who has been replaced, at least during this super duper Online Tonight from the Consumer Electronics Show, by the smarts. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
But the phone number is still the same. The email address is slightly different. And we have our instant messages addresses, which we'll give you right now. 1-800-39-ONLINE, as Maria told you, is still the number for Online Tonight and always will be. 1-800-396-6546 is the toll-free telephone number. Our email address, Jennifer?
radio@smartfamilyshow.com.
And our instant message addresses are Smart Vic Radio and Smart Max Radio. If you want to send something to Jennifer's attention, please send it to one of us. We're screening for her just to make sure everything is on the level before it's shared with our underage co-host. About keeping her safe.
And we also will be transitioning Online Tonight into our network and our studio. So eventually, radio@onlinetonight.com and instant messages like... How does Dave... No, David does Lawrence at AOL.com. Yeah, he's keeping that. So you'll want to use the Smart Max Radio and the Smart Vic Radio in the future. We're here at the Consumer Electronics Show, our fourth year here. The first year here as Online Tonight, but on our previous radio shows, this will be our fourth year. And it's the same, but it's different.
It goes by so fast.
Yes, it is. It's the same convention center. It's in the same place with some of the same companies, and yet every year it's so different. It's amazing. Microsoft may have unveiled, you know, several new items within the year, and they may have a bigger booth, or their decorations may be slightly different. You never know.
One of the things that I had a big kick out of this year was some of the talent that we got to listen to and talk to. Here's a sample of one of the artists that we listened to at the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus opening. If you don't recognize that, that's Natasha Bedingfield. And she played a little bit at the event, at a press event that we went to, and then we had the opportunity to interview this young man who we've seen and met a couple different times at a couple different events, but never really got to sit down and chat with. And Miss Jennifer finally got an opportunity to do that, even though it was short and sweet. Here it is.
I'm Jennifer, and we're here at the International CES 2008 in Las Vegas at the unveiling of the new John Lennon Educational Tour Bus. I'm speaking with Will I Am.
Hey, how are you doing?
How did you get involved with the John Lennon Educational traditional tour bus?
Well, we were on tour, and we're trying to figure out a way to record and tour at the same time. So this was the only thing available that was like this. So this was 9 years ago, and since then we've been... hey, how old were you 9 years ago?
Two. Yeah.
Wow, you're 2 years old. So when you were 2 years old, I was rocking on this tour bus.
When did you get an interest in music?
When I was nine. Yep. Well, there goes that nine again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, a few words, mm-hmm. and he likes the number nine.
Apparently.
We did have a chance to talk to somebody else who really likes numbers.
Yes.
And donuts.
Yes.
And apparently Elvis and Vegas. And did you want to intro this in any particular
special
way? And
he also likes technology.
Oh, yeah. That's how could he like technology? Let's find out what he has to say.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas at the Sandbox Summit. And there is a very special guest here, Elmo.
No, Elvis. No, I'm not just dressed like Elvis. Elmo, this is Elmo's second time being in Las Vegas. First time at the Sandbox. What about you? Is this your first or second time?
I've been to the Consumer Electronics Show 4 times.
Really? Boy, you're lucky.
Why are you interested in technology?
Oh, well, 'cause like you, Jennifer, we like computers, don't we? And we like iPods and stuff like that. Elmo does too. So Elmo gets to learn things on them and play games and stuff. So Elmo likes that, and everybody on Sesame Street too likes that.
Have you had a chance to see anything on the show floor?
No. Elmo just got here. But can Elmo go with you? Are you going back?
Yes.
Oh, well, Elmo's going to go with Jennifer. Let's go. Bye-bye, Daddy.
And then they left me standing there. I don't even know where you guys went.
I like the way Elmo called you Daddy.
Well, he just wanted me to know that she was going off and that they were going to go have a good time, apparently, on the convention center floor. I didn't see Elmo's wristband.
I was just going to say, did Elmo have a wristband?
I did not see Elmo's wristband.
Did you know Elmo is only 3.5?
He's very intelligent.
He's very smart for a
3.5-year-old.
I didn't see his wristband, so I wasn't sure if they had any challenges getting on the floor. But I'm assuming with Elmo's clout, there probably was little to no problem.
He's got
connections. Did you guys go out and see much? Was it kind of like a secret thing, or you can't really say too much about what happened?
It was very fun, that's all.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, we'll put the video of that up. Miss Jennifer did take the video. And that'll be up at smartfamilytour.com.
I have a question. And did you tickle Elmo?
No, I did not.
I did have a chance to speak with the artist that knows Elmo very well. And I asked him if he could give me some pointers, because I'm always trying to do impersonations of famous people, like Elvis.
And famous little monsters.
Yeah. And
isn't Elmo a monster?
He is. All Muppets are monsters of some type. There's good and bad monsters. Well, they don't have to be mean.
Other Muppets are dogs and supposed to be people. And
yeah, Bert and Ernie aren't monsters.
They are people. They're monsters in their own way. You know, ask either one of them about the other, and they'll tell you how much of a monster the other one is.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that Ernie. I can't do him at all. Yeah. But that Ernie is a monster. He always has sheep in the bedroom.
I was just going to say, always keeping Bert awake.
And then... I think that Bert probably thinks that, Ernie probably thinks that Bert is a monster because he keeps hiding his rubber ducky.
And he collects paper clips.
Rubber ducky. Hey, where's my rubber ducky? Bert, you take my rubber ducky?
Anyway, so I was trying to do some Elmo.
Elmo loves technology.
That's close as I can do.
It's
but it was
good.
Fun to meet Elmo. It was fun to go to the summit where we talked to and listened to Terry from the Sesame Workshop and all the new things they're doing online and some of the educational things they're coming out with for kids of all ages. So that was a lot of fun, at least for me.
I found it very fun as well. And Elmo was great. I love Elmo. I still do. Watch Sesame Street.
Elmo's always been one of your favorites.
I thought you were slightly starstruck with Will.i.am, and then when you were talking to Elmo, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. She almost looks nervous. You don't get nervous very often.
I was nervous with Elmo. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
I love Elmo.
Well, you thought he was like a brother.
I know. You've been more involved with Elmo for longer than you've been interviewing people. You got your first Elmo as a present on your first birthday.
So Elmo's been around a lot longer than radio
Jesse
McCartney. Has, that's for sure. Allie and AJ, Jesse McCartney, Hannah Montana. Whew. That's a lot of people. You're listening to Online Tonight with the Smarts from CES. Stay tuned.
You and I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at GiftBasketsDeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates only at GiftBasketsDeluxe.com. Order right now at GiftBasketsDeluxe.com.
I used to try to be cool. I wanted to be mad popular and stuff. I tried to be the guy that was down for anything. I made fun of dudes for wearing dorky clothes. I ditched class. I drank and smoked weed. I programmed myself to try to fit in.
It was stupid, man. It wasn't me. Now I'm not trying to be cool anymore. I'm just trying to be Dave. People like Dave.
Live above the influence. Above weed. Check out AboveTheInfluence.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Honey, I bought an HDTV. Now we can enjoy the big game.
Where's all the other stuff?
What other stuff?
You know, HD accessories from Radio Shack. Monster cables, HD antenna, wall mount, and that home theater system.
I forgot.
Let's recap. You forget to take out the trash. You forget our anniversary. You even forget my name.
Well,
I let all that go. But an HDTV with no HD accessories? My parents were right about you.
Don't forget, for expert advice and a big game HD experience, go to your neighborhood Radio Shack.
I've got a cough that won't quit.
That's why Robitussin DM is my Robitussin.
My chest is all congested, so Robitussin chest congestion is my Robitussin.
My cold came with a cough, and my head is stuffed up too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
Picture this. You're in Walmart and find a new stack of yellow towels. Take them home, hang them in the bathroom, and whoa, wait a sec. Take a step back. Soak it in. Looks like someone just added a little color into their world. Starting to feel like winter's over. Because what is that yellow color? It's a beautiful sunset, a slide in the park, the sparkling reflections off the ocean. You needed some yellow. Walmart invites you to spring into all the right colors this season at the low prices you'd expect. Find new bath towels for spring for just $4.96 in the home area at Walmart. Prices may vary by store.
In every public library in America, there's a section of do-it-yourself books. Here you'll find how-tos on just about every subject you can imagine. From wiring your own house, to building your own helicopter, to making your own lip gloss. But Allstate knows that there are some things you may not be comfortable doing without some help. That's why every one of Allstate's exclusive agents goes through an extensive education program. They're licensed by the state they practice in, and they don't just learn about auto insurance, but home insurance, life insurance, and many other ways to help protect you and your world. Insurance is a profession, not a hobby. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
To get connected with a licensed insurance professional near you, visit your local Allstate agent, call 1-800-ALLSTATE, or click on allstate.com. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Well, if you're like me, you may have one or more of these devices. I have an original touchscreen, as I'm calling it. This hour's Geek Speak is multi-touch, but I want to give you a little bit of background first. I have a touchscreen, and what happens if you push a button? If you push this on a screen, it moves the mouse and does like a mouse down, a click on there. But you can only touch one part of it at a time because of the way the sensors are inside of the display. If I touch the right corner and the left corner at the same time, whichever one got there first, because you can't touch something simultaneously in real life. You know, one of them is going to be there a microsecond before the next one. Whatever one got there first is the one that's going to get the touch recognition. Multi-touch is, I thought, a new technology. It's not. It was developed in 1982, in part by Bell Labs when it was still part of AT&T. And what it does is it consists of multiple sensors within a touchscreen or a touch pad, like a mouse pad, track pad, that recognizes multiple touch points at the same time. Now, if you've seen an iPhone, you've seen multi-touch work. And the best way to demonstrate that is when you're pinching or zooming in or zooming out of a picture on the iPhone. You want to show a close-up of the dog's collar, or you want to kind of back up. You can put two fingers on the screen and then separate them, and then it'll zoom in. Or if you want it to go zoom out, you have your fingers maybe 2 inches apart, and then you squeeze them until they almost touch, and that will zoom. That'll do the zoom out. And that's made possible by multi-touch technology, which is the ability to sense multiple simultaneous touching points on the same device. You're going to see it on more and more things like phones and touchpads, the new Macintosh, the MacBook Pro laptops, even their little trackpad will recognize multiple fingers on the trackpad at the same time. That's this hour's Geek Speak, multi-touch.
We spent some time on the show floor today at CES, walking around, looking at the amazing displays that so many companies have. Everything seems so big.
It seems so big. There are big ones, there are small ones, there are medium-sized ones. There's everything. There's lights, there's portable media players, there's rice cookers, there's TVs, everything. Everything you could imagine.
But if you have any kind of computing device, like a laptop or a notebook or a PC at home, or you have, in some cases, if you have flash device, this company may or may not be involved. You probably have something from Intel somewhere in your house, whether it be set-top box, a laptop, a PC. And we just wanted to have a quick chat with Brian over there at Intel and ask him some questions, and Miss Jennifer did that for us.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm speaking with Brian from Intel.
Hello.
What are the benefits of multi-core, and what did you announce here at the show?
We announced 16 different products yesterday, all based on our new 45-nanometer technology, which has multiple cores, both dual-core and quad-core products, which means you have the brains of either two or four processors inside of a desktop or a notebook computer. And the benefits of having multiple cores are you can do more things at one time. So you can be playing a game while you're downloading a movie in the background, or you could be listening to music while you're also streaming video. More cores equal more brains equal more things that you can do.
What is WiMAX, and how can Intel help keep us connected?
So WiMAX is a new emerging wireless standard, and we're actually partnering with Sprint, the company Sprint. Zome is the name of the product, and it's Zome from WiMAX. WiMAX is a new wireless technology. The new Intel products, both laptops and small form factor mobile internet devices, will take advantage of WiMAX to give you greater connectivity, so you're not just in a hotspot like in a coffee shop now. You can actually be around the city or on a train in a much broader area, getting wireless connectivity, getting things from the internet, having real-time connection.
What's the best way for people to get more information?
So Intel.com is a great place to go to learn more. We have all sorts of information about our products, specifications, and all the announcements that we made here at the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Now, that was live, of course, from the show floor and the Intel booth. And you could tell that because there was some kind of robot or presentation. Every once in a while, the thing would come on and go, hi, and double shot espresso and all kinds of. It was almost like number five's alive.
I know.
I was thinking, is number five here? If so, I would like to interview him. I bet he runs on Intel processors. How many cores do you think he has? Huh? 32, I would guess, because he's a very smart boy. Well, maybe he has none, because he's a number five that's alive. I wonder what he would run on today, really, if he was around, because that movie is from the 80s. We were talking about 80s movies. We recently saw an 80s movie. Which one was it?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's right. And one of our favorite people, Will Wheaton, one of his favorite bands, it's like one of our favorites, is Save Ferris, which is a band from Southern California. And I think they got their title from a dog at the pound. Yeah.
What?
That's where they got their title. They wanted to save a dog named Ferris at the pound. Save Ferris.
Oh.
Not from the movie.
Really?
I don't know.
Just pulling my leg.
I think if you talk to Will, he'll give you the same a dog pound story.
Really?
I'll give him $5.
Sounds like he's just being evasive. Or you are. One of the two. Speaking of WiMAX,
yeah.
Brian from Intel was talking about WiMAX. Here in Las Vegas, Sprint and Zome, the company that they are, Zome is a subsidiary of Sprint. They provide WiMAX in the monorail station. Now, I know they do it at the convention center station. I didn't notice, I don't think it was at the Harris station or the MGM station, just the convention center station, I think.
They have a demonstration. WiMAX is not deployed in the United States yet.
Oh.
Really.
Because they have signs all over that says WiMAX.
Well, because they want you to learn about it. Become a Zome insider. Sign up for free updates on the latest developments.
Mm-hmm.
Join us at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where you can learn about Zome. And there's education on it, like the advantages. Cut loose. Get fast stuff wirelessly. It's basically data specific cellular mobile technology, so you can get really fast data throughput on a mobile device. It's not rolled out all over the place yet. And so city by city through they're launching in the spring of 2008 in Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. And we can discuss more about that here on Online Tonight with the Smarts. Stay tuned.
Looks like it's cold season again, and that means sore, scratchy, and irritated throats. You know, if I'm going to get a sore throat, I figure I should at least soothe it with drops that I'll enjoy. So I tried Halls Fruit Breezers. Yeah, Halls Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors like cool berry, creamy orange, and creamy strawberry. Not only do they taste great, but they also work hard at soothing my irritated throat. Take it from a DJ, if my voice isn't working, I don't go to work. So get some Halls Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste of sweet relief. I'm calling Sonic.net DSL tech support to see just how long I'm kept on hold.
Sonic.net, how can I help you?
Where's the beep?
The beep?
Yeah, they'll leave a message and we'll never call you back beep.
No beep, sir. Just me. How can I help?
Are you telling me that Sonic.net DSL tech support answers calls live?
Over 80% of the time, yes.
What?
And if you do have to wait, it's rarely longer than a minute.
Amazing. Sonic.net, award-winning DSL mobile internet access starting at around $15 and brilliant tech support. Visit sonic.net/radio for details. That's sonic.net/radio.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. I'm such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit match.com today.
The stock market has been anything but stable lately. You shouldn't be the last to know when the market is making a move. With things as volatile as they've been recently, you need Market Browser, a tool that keeps the market on your desktop but not in the way of your work. Be the first to know when moves are made in the market by joining the over 1 million people who have downloaded the free Market Browser. Don't let wild swings in the market hurt you. Get this amazing tool, Market Browser, now. Go to marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
In this neck of the woods, the summer's a scorcher.
It's hot.
And the mosquitoes are mean.
Ow!
This summer, get the sunblock that also blocks the bite. New Bullfrog Mosquito Coast Sunblock and Repellent in One. The SPF 30 protects against UVA and UVB rays, while the deep free repellent protects against bites up to 8 hours and no chemical smell. New Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Block the burn and the bite. Find in the sun care aisle. Use as directed.
Bullfrog!
Hey there, David Lawrence here. I was just named among the most heard voices in the world. I am the on-hold voice for over 500 companies now, including AOL, CompuServe, Volkswagen, Gateway, Walmart, and so many more. And I can be your voice, too. It's just $47 for each message you want me to do. You can go to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on the voicemail link, and choose your poison. Or make one up on your own. We'll do it any way you want. And it's very easy to do via PayPal. Again, it's thedavidlawrenceshow.com. And then click on the voicemail link, and I'll do your voicemail message.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Order! Order in the court!
It's time to render your decision. You've made up your mind, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and everyone's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H. Quick recess!
Where's he going?
You should carry Preparation H portable wipes, the discreet way to get big relief. They're convenient little packets that hold very big wipes, so you can cleanse, cool, and soothe to get relief even when you're not at home.
Order! Now, my decision.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief to go. Use as directed.
Believe it or not, I sometimes play the role of soccer mom, which would make me soccer dad.
Mom's jokes are funnier.
Either way you look at it, I'm driving them to and from the games, and they can be a pretty smelly bunch.
Mom's driving doesn't stink.
So I always have the new Glade car-scented oil clipped to the air vent, and since nothing freshens my van like it, these guys will always have the smell of victory.
Mom's sayings are wittier.
But Daddy bought the car, didn't he? New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Hey, got a math problem for you. Add up all the downloaded MP3s on your hard drive and multiply by, I don't know, let's say a dollar. That's the number that would go on your arrest report if stealing music were treated like stealing anything else. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Online Tonight.
This portion of the show is brought to you by 10 Quick Steps. Here's David Lawrence to tell you about one of his guides.
Take those valuable LPs and 45s and convert them into MP3s and burn them onto CDs, preserving them forever. Get my easy-to-read, instantly downloadable guide, 10 Quick Steps to Converting LPs to CDs, right now at 10quicksteps.com. That's 10quicksteps.com.
Thank you very much, David. This is the Smart Family sitting in for David Lawrence on Online Tonight, broadcasting live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, our fourth year in a row here. But we're having a good time at the International CES 2008. mega trade show. We are broadcasting from the Central Plaza right from our custom RV where we spent the last year at smartfamilytour.com. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about us and see Jennifer's red carpet videos with Hannah Montana and Jerry Seinfeld and the cast of that dancing show. What was that dancing show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Who's that lady right there that's on right now? Carrie Ann? Aunt Carrie? Yeah.
Carrie Ann.
Bob Martin?
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Oh, I didn't need the last name. Carrie Ann's a good enough. She was a judge on that show, and now she has a new show. I haven't watched that yet, but that's pretty cool. Consumer Electronics Show is huge. You never know really where to start. Should we start in the South Hall, the Central Hall? Should we start in the North Hall? Should we start over at the Sands? Should we start on the third floor, on the second floor?
This year we started in the Plaza, because we're in the Plaza.
That's right.
So we just took a look around.
Our very, 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 do you remember what our very, very, very first thing was?
This year?
Yeah.
We went to the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus.
Nope.
We backed in.
No, the first other tent that we went to other than our own. Other event.
Right. The Zeus's truck.
Oh, I'm not really. I guess technically that's correct. You and I had a tour of a really awesome tour bus that has had stars like Toby Keith in it, and very soon I believe the Jonas Brothers might be on there. And Zeus has been a very a nice gentleman because we're all kind of in a row. All like the cool buses are all in a row. That is the very first company that we went to. We went and saw Danica Patrick, who is a IndyCar rider, and that was fun. We stood in line, won a free thing.
I know we won. Is that hilarious?
Got a signature from her. Very nice.
Did
gave
you tell,
her DVD.
Did you talk to her about the Herbie premiere?
Oh, absolutely. Said, hey,
sorry.
Well, that's what else I was going to say. If you want to see Jennifer's videos and everything, that's over at smartfamilytour.com. Click on videos where you can see all kinds of things like her submarine commercial and all that. And then you can send us emails and comments that way as well until all of the Online Tonight stuff gets moved over.
So, that was very exciting, at the tent, yeah.
And we had
visitors
today.
Video and HD and TV and all that is a really important part of what's going on at CES. Sometimes it's complicated, or sometimes you may not just have the time to install it. And sometimes you want to have help.
Some expertise.
Expert advice.
Experts, exactly. And Miss Jennifer had an opportunity to interview a couple fine young gentlemen here in the coach.
The big thing here is big 100-inch TVs, but there's more to home theater than just that. I'm speaking with Ara and Brayden from HT Guys. What should people be looking for when they're upgrading their home theater this year?
The biggest thing I think at the show this year is wireless. You know, wireless video cables, wireless audio cables, wireless speakers. I think that's what we've seen pretty much everywhere. The problem is, I don't think there's a clearly defined standard yet, so I think we've seen like 8 different kinds of wireless television technologies. But it'll be cool when you don't actually have to plug the TV into a bunch of things. It's just turn it on and it works.
Yeah, the wires really scare a lot of people when they're adding, because as you said, the television is a big deal, but also it's the sound. So high-definition television with surround sound really makes it feel like you're in the movie theater. So when you include all the speaker wires and all the components that your DVD and your receiver, your home theater receiver, it comes back to the wiring. So the wireless is the way to go.
We've mentioned the TV and DVD player, but what else makes up a home theater system?
Well, we talked about a little bit, Ara mentioned a little bit about sound, right? TV is really only half of the whole solution. I mean, you could say half the picture, I guess, but that's a bad pun. But, TV's part of it, but if you don't have surround sound, you're just watching something. You're not really involved in it. And the big things this year, you know, Dolby has a new high-definition audio format, so does DTS, with 7 channels of surround sound, so that when you're watching something, you really feel like you're a part of it. I think that's, you know, making sure that you don't spend all your money on a TV, but save a little bit of money so you have good surround sound.
But in order to get that surround sound, the new next generation audio, you need to get yourself either a Blu-ray player or an HD DVD player, and that'll also include the high definition video on it. So if you have a standard definition DVD player, you can still get the 5.1, but you're not going to get the what they're calling the lossless audio, which is what the studio, sound editor, the mixer, created in the studio. It replicates that one for one. So without the next generation players, you're not going to be able to get the next generation sound.
So are AC3 and THX out?
That's a great question. No, they're not. AC3 and essentially Dolby Digital is still what's used in high-definition TV. It's just not the newest thing available. And THX will always be around. They're more of a kind of a standards board who makes sure that what you're watching or what you're seeing is up to par. It works right. But, you know, I mean, THX kind of grows with the times. AC3 is still used quite a bit in high-definition TV.
Some people have, like, 7 speakers, but there are also people that just have, like, 1 box. Should people really consider those?
I think you can consider them, but when it comes to speakers, the more the better, to be honest. And you really probably don't want to use a single speaker solution like that if it's really in a home theater. Maybe in a secondary room, like a bonus room or a master bedroom, or if you have a small apartment. But I think the more speakers, the better.
Now, Yamaha makes something called a sound projector, which is it's a single enclosure, but it has multiple speakers in there. And it does a very good job of recreating different channels out of that one unit. That would be something that we'd recommend in a standard kind of room, meaning you have 4 walls, because a lot of homes have 1 wall that's open to the kitchen or something, and they count on those walls to reflect sound and kind of create it. So, there are solutions, and Braden's right. If you're going to build a theater, you're going to want those, but if you are trying to save some money on wiring your house or you live in a small apartment, the single box or the single enclosure solutions are pretty good ideas.
You're based out of Southern California, but how would other people be able to use your expertise?
Well, we actually do a podcast, right, so an online audio program all about what we're talking about right now, HDTV and home theater, and it's available to anyone with an internet connection. In fact, we have listeners all over the world, South Africa, India, everywhere, that send us emails about various, you know, international home theater concepts. So, yeah, you can check out our website at htguys.com and download the audio program.
And a lot of people will send us questions, email, and our email address is hdtvpodcast@mac.com. And we usually respond. Sometimes we can't get to everything, but a lot of people have used our advice to build out their home theater.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
And when they say experts for the podcast, they're not kidding. I mean, one of the gentlemen has a patent through Sony at developing cinema technologies and things like that. He's written several books on HDTV and some other things. So when you get to the HT Guys Home Theater, HT Guys podcast, which we'll put up on our website here shortly, either online tonight or smartfamilytour.com, you'll be able to see that and check them out.
Home theater is a very big deal here at the Consumer Electronics Show. It's kind of odd because you've got all the big players like the Panasonics, the Sonys, the Sharp, with, you know, all the big TVs, and then some of those companies make other components. Some of them specialize in TVs, but then you've got the people who specialize in the high end audio and video, where the components may not be things that you've heard of or things that you see in Best Buy. But they're much higher end, more expensive, more customized to fit the decor, to match your furniture or your walls, or things that you would spend a lot of money on that you would actually hide, say, in a cabinet or in a built-in in the wall that people would never even see. It's just seamless, where the audio and video in your home is just, you know, it's like you see those minimalist things where people just have a big flat panel screen on their wall and that's it. You don't see any cables. You don't see any speakers. You don't see any components.
For some reason, that seems unrealistic to me. Because, I mean, not everyone can hide all their cables well. Not everyone can, you know, hide the little red lights. And if you have a DVD player hidden in a cabinet, how would you turn it on? I mean, you got to have it open to air with so that you can get it with the remote.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want any, you know, little red or blue lights showing, then you won't really be able to turn it on.
No, there's a way to do that. Remember how we turned on the DVR that we have, our digital video recorder from the road?
Yes.
We used an IR repeater. So you have to put in a little panel that accepts the infrared signals from the remote controls, and then there's another little device that basically tapes on to the front of the tuner or the DVD player or the CD player or whatever it is you're trying to control, and it will relay, right? It'll take it from the panel in the wall and then go through the wires and then flash the little light in front of the device so that it can respond and then send out.
But is there a little light on the panel?
There's a light on the panel, sure. But what you... That's why some people want to hide it. Because in some home theaters, they don't want the distraction of the light flashing and the countdown of the chapter and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I can understand that if you're watching, you know, a dark movie where, you know, there's footsteps and...
I think the heat's a bigger issue why you don't want it in the cabinet. Stay tuned.
YouSendIt is the number one digital delivery company on the web, allowing businesses and individuals to conveniently deliver all types of digital content. People around the world rely on YouSendIt to securely deliver videos, music, photos, graphics, data, and other digital files. Go to YouSendIt.com and eliminate email bounce backs from oversized attachments, burning files to disk and shipping them by overnight courier, and the need to use FTP transfers. Visit YouSendIt.com to start your free trial. That's YouSendIt.com.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. S-K-Y-P-E.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, lie down on the rug. Simon says, stay there for 3 hours. Simon says, smoke up again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. Simon says, fail a class, don't care. Okay, now we're getting warmed up.
Be your own Simon. Learn how at AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey folks, Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries. All of our batteries are designed and built with you in mind because you want to keep on moving. That's why Interstate Batteries keep cranking in extreme conditions, hot or cold. Nothing's worse than getting a call from someone you love telling you they're broken down and need help. Interstate Batteries deliver power fast and they're built to last. Interstate Batteries, the official battery of the great outdoors. Visit InterstateBatteries.com or call 1-800-CRANK-IT.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help. To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Someday. It's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know when you open a birthday card from Grandma? She's usually good for, what, like $5? Well, now imagine that you have 100 grandmas. It feels like that.
Have you ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
I'm just a cowboy who's got achy knees and the joint pain they call osteoarthritis. I tried over-the-counter pills, they weren't right for me. So I tried some prescriptions and they made me foggy. And that's That's when I found you, Celebrex, for joint pain relief, no more, no less.
Celebrex targets the source of pain and inflammation. It's non-narcotic. It doesn't make you foggy or slow you down. Ask your doctor about Celebrex celecoxib capsules. Celebrex should not be taken if you've had aspirin-sensitive asthma or allergic reaction due to aspirin or other arthritis medicines or certain drugs called sulfonamides. In rare cases, serious stomach problems such as bleeding can occur without warning. Tell your doctor if you have kidney or liver problems. To learn more, call 1-888-CELEBREX, visit Celebrex.com, or see our ad in Real Simple. Just one prescription Celebrex gives 24-hour relief.
Ask your doctor about Celebrex. Joint pain relief, no more, no less.
One of the places I like to go for Bookmark This, I'm going to give you a longer URL than usual, but I love this place, How Stuff Works. I almost always take things apart myself, and for whatever reason, TVs and all that stuff is very popular here. It's CES, Consumer Electronics Show. So I figured you might want to know how an HD TV works. So go over to howstuffworks.com/hdtv.html, and over there you can find out all kinds of cool things, like a little bit of the what all the dots mean, the resolutions, and the ratios, and there's lots of good information there. And I like how some things have animation and other things don't have animation. It talks about DTV versus HDTV, how to buy one, analog, digital, and the differences, a lot of different information. They show you some pictures and some samples, and there's a little player, like a plug-in there where you can watch a video and see how that all works. I like How Stuff Works in general, but howstuffworks.com/hdtv.html is this hour's Bookmark This.
Oh, that's an old one. I have a 45 of this song.
Miracles can cameo.
People used to think it was I Believe in Milk Cows.
No, not me. I knew it was Miracles from the Day.
Yeah.
You know what concerned me was my Auntie May.
What?
My Auntie May used to come around the house and go, shake my boobies. Shake my boobies. Like, what are you singing, woman? She is that not the words? No?
Can you say that on the radio?
Boobies?
Yeah.
That's a kind of bird. I would hope that I can say boobies. Why, what did you think I was talking about?
Okay.
We had...
Funny.
Oh, I see where you might be going with that. I forgot to tell you that she raised parakeets, budget guards, and booby birds.
Boobies.
Yeah. So that's...
It's not a good idea to shake birds, though. I think that
no,
hurts them.
No, it's bad. You shouldn't shake birds. You shouldn't shake kids.
Babies.
You shouldn't shake dogs.
Puppies, yeah.
The only thing you should shake is 007's martini. Because he likes it shaken.
Not stirred.
Oh, she knows more than she should.
And your booty.
Miss Jennifer had a good time, I think, at the Consumer Electronics Show, and she had one other interview that she kind of was near the end today. But she was really jazzed afterwards. She thought, hey, let's get some pretty cool stuff there. And here it is.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and we're here at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm speaking with Phil from Creative Labs. What have you announced at the show here today?
Hi, Jennifer. We've announced the ZenStone Plus with a built-in speaker. Check this out. This is a 2-gigabyte player. It's got a screen with a built-in FM radio inside, and I can even have voice recording on this little device. But what's cool is if I want to share my music with my friends, all I do is just unplug the headphones, and there's a built-in speaker. So anytime I want to share my music, I can just pass you my device, and you can listen to it with me.
Tell us about your impressive iPod accessory.
we've done something really great with our X-Doc HD. That not only makes your MP3s sound better by restoring the highs and lows that were taken out during MP3 compression, but now, with this device, when you plug your iPod into it, it's an iPod dock, it will upconvert all the video on your iPod to HD. So basically, anything that you have on your iPod, now you can watch it in HD in your living room on your big screen TV, and it's going to look awesome.
When will these be available?
The ZenStone Plus with a built-in speaker will be available at the end of this month, so January time frame, and in April, we'll have the X-Doc HD available.
What's the best way for people to get more information?
For more information about all the products that are available from Creative, visit creative.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Nice talking with you.
The Creative has a lot of cool things. That iPod thing was pretty neat because you don't typically think of watching your iPod content in HD format.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more people coming out with things like that. Now, this one didn't have the DVD and the Blu-ray and all that other stuff, so you got some choices.
Right.
If you want a huge, super tricked-out combo deck, then you can get that. Or if you just want something simple like Creatives, you can get that. Lots of great choices here. I mean, there's a lot of things to look at.
And that product is called the ZenStone?
Well, Zen is one of their, you know, lines. They have a lot of lines. They're probably
But it comes in a lot of different colors.
Does it? You like that.
They're probably most familiar, most famous for Sound Blaster.
Right,
and
that's what I remember.
And they have really outgrown that.
Yeah.
And offers tons of more products. We did get a quick instant message. I'm not sure if I can answer this in time. It says, I have an iMac G5 with a PowerPC. It has an Airport Extreme card and an Ethernet connection. I am clearly connected to the Internet, but I am getting an error that says, it appears your computer is not connected to the Internet. What that could be is, on a Mac, you have multiple devices. You have your AirPort and you have your built-in Ethernet. Both of them can be active at the same time, and both of them are trying to get an IP number.
Mm.
You can also change the order in which one of those is important. If you put Ethernet at the top, that means Ethernet's going to have the priority over the AirPort, or vice versa. You put AirPort first, it's going to try to connect that way. And if you have changed those orders after you have started Safari, you may get this error that says you're unable to connect because Safari has bound itself to the topmost internet adapter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you quit Safari and you launch it again, it should be able to find the internet connection that's working. So that would be one quick way to fix that. Just FYI. Again, just that conflict between the two. Taking your calls and your instant messages here on Online Tonight from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Stay tuned.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
Being popular was all I